I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. If you were in China yesterday trying to get online, you might have been out of luck. China just experienced one of the biggest internet outages ever. Millions of people there could not get onto some of the most popular sites, and it looks like it might have been due to a mistake on the part of China's internet censors. Paul Mosier is covering the story for The Wall Street Journal. He's in Beijing.
What actually happened, it still remains unclear. There's different groups are saying different things. But what seems certain is that a large number of Chinese internet users, when they were looking for websites, were sent to an IP address run by a company called Direct Internet Technology. And that company is actually run by somebody who is a well-known practitioner of Falun Gong, which is basically a spiritual sect that was banned in China in the late 90s. And what he does for his business, it's kind of a nonprofit group, is he helps people evade the Great Firewall. So it seems like it was a slip-up in the Great Firewall that sent massive amounts of traffic to this one IP address, ultimately crashing this guy's server.
Now, there's been some confusion over where all the net traffic got redirected, but it does appear that it went to various points here in the U.S.
Yeah, what seems to have happened is that this North Carolina company, what they do is they run a service that helps people get around the Great Firewall in China. So if somebody's going to look for a website that's blocked in China, like Twitter or Facebook, they'll use this service, and it will help them to do that. Now, this company rents an IP address. It rents server space, basically, from another company registered in Wyoming. Now, the company in North Carolina, Dynamic Internet Technology, has not told us where these servers are located. Most likely, they're located in California. But the point remains that this tiny little company was utterly overwhelmed by hundreds of millions of users who were inadvertently sent to the address on their servers.
Is there any suspicion of misbehavior with this?
There is. So the Chinese government has come out and said that this was actually a cyber attack, and that in fact, somebody was responsible for this outside of China, who somehow broke into their systems and directed all the traffic in the direction of the United States. The thing is, though, when you talk to security experts, most of them say something quite different, which is that in fact, what looks like happened is that the Chinese were playing around with the Great Firewall, they were adjusting it, and they themselves actually inadvertently sent all this traffic this way. And this is not unprecedented. We saw this about a year and a half ago. There was a similar issue, though not quite as wide in scale, where a lot of internet traffic was just immediately cut off from the internet. And then also back in 2002, there's a very popular news site here called Sina.com. It's a sort of a news and social media site. And when people tried to go to Sina.com for a brief period in 2002, they were actually sent to a Falun Gong website inadvertently. So we've seen this happen in the past. Security experts are saying it was the Chinese at fault. The Chinese are saying this was a cyber attack. And meanwhile, the Chinese Foreign Ministry is saying that they've reached out to the United States about this, and the U.S. is in fact investigating it.
Were you trying to get online yourself, Paul?
I was. And, actually, the thing is, for media here, we work through virtual private networks, or VPNs, which evade the great firewalls. And so for most of us, we actually didn't notice it. It was only on Weibo, which is the Chinese version of Twitter, where we started seeing a lot of complaints that we realized what was actually going on.
So Chinese clearly upset, I would guess. I mean, 2 hours not able to get on the internet, that would cause people in this country a lot of heartache.
Indeed, and a lot of money was lost as well, most likely. The interesting thing about this is that the state media hasn't really played it up too much. If you had a serious attack, for instance, say all this traffic was directed to this address, say it displayed a website that was, a propaganda for Falun Gong or something like that, and we knew it was an attack, we would get a lot of propaganda coming out of China. But in fact, what's happened actually is we see a lot of state-run media running a very balanced account of things, kind of laying out the idea of, well, this could be an attack and here's why. But then also saying, well, maybe there was something else wrong. Maybe this was just a faulty server. But what's sure, though, is that the average person does not have a lot of confidence in the internet. And therefore, there's a lot of skepticism about this. There's a lot of people who are looking at it and saying, what kind of country do we live in which our internet can just inadvertently go down for a few hours?
Paul Mosier with The Wall Street Journal speaking with us from Beijing. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.